to a reading of Emerging Planetary Medicines by Frank Cook. This reading represents the main text of the master's thesis. For supporting quotes and material, as well as this reading in text form, please visit my website at plantsandhealers.com. I have lived my life seeking right livelihood through donations. Please assist my walk along the Green Gaian Way through sharing. You can email me for more information on that at green@plantsandhealers.com. The Preface. This work represents applied holistic science principles within the context of the cerebrally focused exercise called a master's thesis. This thesis was turned in at the beginning of September of 2008 to complete a year-long program at the Schumacher College for a master's in holistic science. Within holistic science, we do not try to be removed from the phenomenon, but to immerse ourselves into it. In order to reflect this philosophy, I have introduced some unconventional approaches, including maintaining gender-neutral language when the gender is ambiguous and acknowledging the intimate dynamic life forces in all matter. This aligns well with the principles of Earth jurisprudence and panpsychism introduced by our core teachers Brian Goodwin and Stephen Harding. Acknowledging the potential of life to manifest in different ways depending on the conditions in which they came to be. To do this, I have included a convention introduced by one of our teachers, Henry Bortoff, in which the / life is not so much black or white, but black/white. Bortoff encouraged us to stay within the stream of potentiality in our approach to life. Though we see manifestations of life downstream, we can learn to see that which is prior. Things exist in potential and probabilities. And lastly, I introduce some terms in bold that are either not commonly known or are being used in different ways than one may conventionally encounter. They can be found in the ending glossary of this work. I began my walk with Gaia 16 years ago, when I tuned in, turned on, and dropped out, quitting my job, selling my worldly goods, leaving my house, and heading off in a retrofitted 1963 Volkswagen Windows bus with two friends and our dog. I left the promised security of career and house for the adventure of seeking right livelihood through donations. Through all these years, people and plants have come forward to guide, inspire, and assist me. I have kept the faith. I have experienced the unfathomable complexity of Gaia hand in hand with the deeply personal aspects of Gaia. I want to acknowledge that all that has allowed me to get here now. I want to acknowledge 7 generations from the past and 7 forward into the future. My elders, the trees, the green beings, the swimming ones, and those that fly and walk on all fours, and my human teachers. I thank you. I live a blessed life. This last year at Schumacher College has been wonderful, immersing myself into communal living and experiencing deep revelations from all the teachings from people and books within the erudite atmosphere there. I wish to thank the staff and teachers. Thank you to all the angels who supported me through this experience. During my research time, I am indebted to the caretakers of over a dozen private libraries who contributed to my research. During the months of work, I could not have kept the focus without the support of my community while I traveled to various gatherings around the country, in my homes and friends' homes, and in the spaces between my teaching obligations. To the herbalists of fame and hedgerow, who gave forth rich stories and experiences, I open to your teachings. May you see clear mirrors of these resources and teachings in this work. The plants help to remind me to make this work more than an academic exercise. Each year, I feel more and more like a plant within my being. I am so thankful for this green path has laid before me. A central lesson I received from doing this work was learning how to maintain a holistic life along the way, which with each breath I support the work of Gaia and the plant kingdom onward. Aho! The abstract. Human cultures are melding worldwide. This dissertation explores the potential for integrated health systems to thrive within the rising world culture. The foundation of this work is based on previous field research of traditional healing systems and a literature review. Conditions seem favorable for the emergence of systems of integrated medicine despite the potential ideological clashes between the different healing philosophies. This growth is evidenced in the alternative healing and health food movements, the budding of modern herbalism, and the creation of integrated health clinics in the Western world. This work points to some of the possibilities ahead as the cultures of the world continue to interact more deeply via the media, internet, travel, and consumerism. Pilot interviews were conducted with eminent herbalists, and plant researchers to identify the herbs most suitable for international recognition and the methods used to transform those herbs into medicine. From the research and interviews, a questionnaire was generated. The results from this survey were attained from herbalists in the United States and Great Britain to gauge their awareness of these international herbs and to determine the prevalence of them in the herbalist healing practices. I received a total of 31 responses to the questionnaire, 8 men and 23 women. 22 respondents were from the U.S. and 9 were from the United Kingdom. The average age was 43.5, with an average of almost 15 years of experience working with herbal medicines. With the respondents having so much experience working with plant medicines, there was a lot of valuable information compiled. This study confirms what herbs we are seeing in trade and popularity, unless we forget wildcrafted and traded herbs, are also the most frequently used by herbalists. Further, these herbalists rely on herbs from the West and are confident in their Western herbal knowledge as well as nutritional therapy. Other traditions that are a notable number of respondents had experiences in include Chinese healing systems, 87%. Of the respondents felt comfortable with that. Native American healing systems, 87% of the respondents felt comfortable with that those healing modalities. And Ayurveda, 84% of the respondents felt comfortable with Ayurveda. There are also a number of modalities that the respondents were unknowledgeable in. Polynesian, only 10% of the respondents felt knowledge with. Aboriginal medicine of Australia, only 10% felt any connection with, and African modalities, only 19% of the respondents felt a connection with. Knowledge of herbs I asked about had a direct correlation with knowledge of the healing system that that herb comes from. All the 64 herbs queried, of them, 23 represented well-known and often used core herbs. Another 14 were well-known but were supplemental in use. The results also indicate 11 herbs which people know but have little experience with. This list of high potential herbs represents a good opportunity to increase availability to the West over the next 5 years. There were 3 herbs, though famous in their modalities, that were virtually unknown to the respondents. Education, cultural exchange, an international apprentice program, a seed plant exchange, collective gardening, and books and articles written will help disseminate knowledge of these unknown modalities and herbs. These are essential ways for us to increase our collective resilience. This dissertation offers some trends to watch in the emerging planetary culture toward integrating traditional plant medicines and healing modalities. Introduction. These are the times, the trimen souls. that tries all of humanity's souls. Our requests for contented living are not being met. At every level, humanity is being challenged to change or die. We must look within and about to address the crisis upon us. My goal in this work is straightforward: to help nurture along our planetary awareness as it pertains to human and ecosystem vitality. Who really knows their body better than the inhabitant, be it Gaia or our own? How do we maintain health? I am looking for living knowledge, not dusty tomes or detached expertise. What has worked and what hasn't? What do people imbibe or perform to exercise illness? What do other cultures do to treat their symptoms of disease and the underlying conditions that bring these forth? What has been used in the past, and why is it no longer done? What is being practiced by one culture and is unknown in another? There are many questions, but basically, how are people staying alive? I have appreciated hearing the term come into usage, expert patient. These are patients who research their symptoms and approach doctors from a position of knowledge. I imagine this new kind of patient is shifting Western medicine greatly. By enhancing our communication skills, we can change reality. A change in worldview is a change in worldviewed. One of my teachers, who lectured twice at Schumacher, was mythologist Jules Cashford, who says, "It is only recently that we can have a world perspective. The first images of Earth was from a V-2 rocket in 1946, but perhaps one of the most famous pictures of the 20th century is from Apollo 17 on December 7th, 1972. Billions of us now have seen this image and can imagine our limits, recognize our impact. The Greek name for the Earth goddess was Gaia, and the scientist James Lovelock picked this as the same name for his theory describing the Earth functioning like a living organism. The Gaia awareness, and this Gaian awareness, is growing rapidly through technology's ability to disseminate information quickly and widely. There are currently 1.5 billion people accessing the internet. Imagine. In my research of the last 13 years, I have felt like a cosmonaut coming from the future to still intact cultures of the world asking, what from our culture would you like to see live? What from your culture would you like to see live into the planetary culture rising? Christopher Hobbs in American Herbalism brings forth, as the planetary social sphere becomes smaller, it is interesting as well as useful and practical to compare the beginnings of medical thought and practice with what is evolving today in modern holistic medicine. When I tell Westerners about my work, they often listen curiously. What I feel many of them fail to see is that the new world coming is not Western either. I have begun asking Americans and Europeans what they would like to see passed on from their cultures to the coming new world. The question is still out there, and I will continue listening to their answers as we come to this understanding. We are in gestation. This work is fractal of our transformation that gives us hints of the whole as it comes into presence. What plants will be with us? What will be the spectrum of healing techniques in the coming Gaian consciousness? Transition to Gaian consciousness. Our mind analyzes breaking things into parts to understand them. It is our imagination that allows us to grok the whole. Imagination will bring us back into life. Gaia is a dynamic force on our side. We need to make room for imagination to grow. Imagination has evolved from Gaia. It is not separate. This change to a global awareness is pervasive throughout all the branches of modern culture. Read Thomas Berry's The Great Work for details on this. This can be exemplified in looking at the transition culture movement coming from the southwest of England. The transition culture movement started 4 years ago in Kinsale, Ireland, by Rob Hopkins. Rob is a permaculture teacher who showed his class the Peak Oil documentary, The End of Suburbia. They were so moved to create a declaration they called the Energy Descent Action Plan. They emphasized resilience and relocalization and multi-skilling ourselves from the grassroots up. When they put it on their website, it went viral, and thousands of people wanted to know more. And you can know more by visiting their website, transitionculture.org. This transition idea presents to the world the possibility of a positive life after peak oil and climate change. This has struck a chord within our world culture, and over 900 towns in the world are preparing to become transition towns. There are dozens of places that have already begun transitioning, including the pilot project launched in Totnes near Schumacher College in 2006. Part of our master's program involved engaging this movement and helping it to grow and mature. The organizers of this movement have found the complexity of sharing their ideas with the world to be challenging. Translating the ideas and main tenets into many languages and across cultures has proven to be formidable. Analogies and statistics are culturally dependent and need to be adapted to each culture who tries to embrace it. For instance, at the London transition training I attended, the Japanese people present said there was no suitable word in Japanese for transition as we used it. As the sustainable designer Ezio Manzini pointed out in his lectures to us, the challenge is to upscale local innovative projects from their particulars into their global applications without losing the special qualities of the idea. As he lectured, can you upscale a social innovation, enhancing the virtuous cycles without killing the good qualities? The quality is intangible and yet critical to social enterprises. This is the challenge in the work presented here. We do not want to co-opt the healing modalities of the world into facades of traditional systems. Instead, we are looking at an integration of different modalities into something new. We are leaving behind the limitations of one culture's definitions of a plant or healing technique. Each way has its bias, be they cultural, religious, or otherwise. A distillation of sorts is needed to find the ways that apply a culture's healing ways out to the world through the stories of the plants and the techniques that work. We know that they work through the experience with them, their presence in the multiple cultures around the world. Good examples include burning specific herbs for cleansing and using herbal teas as nutritive tonics. Through a literature review, interviews, questionnaires, and my own research, I have come to see that the question of who we are becoming in terms of a planetary culture is being asked of us more and more. I bring to this work years of botanical exploration onto all the continents of the world except Antarctica. I thought that that was an asset, but as I get into this dissertation, I see perhaps that what I thought I brought and what I thought I knew is more of a hindrance. Though no one knows the future's details, many signs indicate a radical shift for humanity in the coming generation. I cannot fathom the all-encompassing transformation that lies before us, except perhaps down one thread, or should I say, one root. The root of the plants, who have always been there for us. They are our bridge, our teachers in raising Gaian consciousness. This journey of knowing the plants began for me, as it seems to for many, as a utilitarian one. I learned names for each plant and all the ways that they were useful to me. The botany of the plants also interested me, as did this path alluded to by Nietzsche toward enlightenment, a path with many names but few adherents. Some call it a shamanic path. One can read Michael Harner's Way of the Shaman. Or one can call it walking the green path. Over the years, I have grown to see plants as sentient beings, elders to us in many ways. With that understanding, I have reflected on how my human friends would interact with me if all I wanted to do was use them. I have worked to cultivate friendships with plants, to have them as allies. Plants are how and largely why I believe we are here. I see our primary purpose is to serve the plants and to be caretakers of the earth. This transformation can be called a shift to Gaian consciousness. My hope is that in some small ways this work plants seeds toward our opening into an earth awareness.